Hey, everybody.
How's everyone doing? Oh my gosh, has it been? It's been a while. It's been a while. It's been a while. I'm definitely not going to be before you long, but I wanted to come on and let everyone know where I've been, what the new season is going to be, how things are moving and shaking. I think the last time we've gone live was a little bit over a year ago. And there's going to be some changes for season four. Yes, we are going into season four. Season four goes live next Friday, September 1st at 7 p.m. And it is the fifth anniversary, 5 years of the show. 5 years, we're going into four seasons. And I've been so grateful and blessed. God has done amazing things, especially the first three seasons. It was a time of education, it was a time of transparency. But season four is going to be a bit different. We are really about to change more lives. Yes, I've been able to tell my story as far as and as much as I could tell it, but the benefit at this point is that now bringing in other perspectives, bringing in more people to do what they do. And I'm just ecstatic about it. When I tell you that this season, we are completely booked out basically for the end of the year. So we have a different, guests every week, every single week, and talking about different things going. We're talking about mental health. We're talking about sexual assault, sexual abuse. We are talking about domestic violence. We are talking about, alcoholism, drugism. We're talking about faith and how it sometimes fails. We're talking about religion. We're talking about the issues within the church. We are hitting them all. But the best part is that we are going to be talking about those things from different perspectives, from different people. Many people who've gone through craziness, but you need to hear how they came out. They may not look the way I may look. They may look the way you look. And so that was the reason for opening up season four to have more of a diverse and dynamic guest set. So who, shall I say, do we have, for season four? And that's the thing. We're going to just go over some of them. Like I said, welcome, welcome, welcome to season four. And of course, everyone knows about me. I have several businesses, best-selling author. I have the show. I have, various projects going hand in hand. But first and foremost, it's just I love my relationship with God, and I'm not there yet. I'm not fully there yet. I have my challenges, I have my day-to-day, but I am so ever grateful for the task and the platform he has given me to bring others healing, to bring others love, to bring others, into the know of what is going on. Now, let's look at the amazing lineup. Hi, Wanda. How are you? Thank you. Saying hi. So let's go see. We're going to see who our September guests are. That's right. We have some amazing guests. Many of these people I know, the majority of the people you'll be seeing in season four have just been introduced to me. And these have been some are amazing, amazing women. When I tell you their stories are so inspiring, their stories are powerful, I mean that. They are powerful. They're going to be impactful. They are going to change the game of how you feel your healing should go through. You're going to see some healing transformations. You're going to see some challenges that you don't think that because these women look the way they do, that they've suffered this or they've gone through this. So this season is bombastic. So let's go into who are we going to be revving up next week. Next week, as you know, September is, how should I say? September is, Suicide Awareness Month. And I have a lot of friends and, close friends who have lost someone to suicide. And so these two guests are near and dear to my heart. Minister Keisha L. Peterson, if you know me, you know she rocks with me just about anytime I need an additional guest, anytime we have a showcase, she is there. But, Wahida Wiley Jones, who also works in the space of mental health, and she's a social worker. They are going to be coming on next week, and they're going to be talking about suicide and mental health. And we don't talk, we don't have these conversations openly like we should, but I am so excited that we get to have these conversations. And yes, we are kicking off the first show of the season like that, because you know what? We're running into the holidays. We're running into, kids are going back to school. Parents are overwhelmed. Teachers are overwhelmed. Everyone's overwhelmed, and we keep, you know, saying, oh, deal with it or whatever. That is not the case. You have to understand how, you know, suicide and mental health goes hand in hand. And if we don't begin to have those open conversations about them, we will never make it through. So on next Friday, 7 p.m. sharp, I want you to be here as we deep dive into suicide and mental health. Now, the following week will be Michelle Steiner. Michelle is a sweetheart. And I remember just in our one-on-one conversation about, you know, how she was so, her story is so fitting to be here, because she's going to be talking about living with a learning disability. Do you know how many times we used to tease children? Don't pretend you wasn't one of those who didn't tease. Don't do that. Cause I was. I wasn't nice all the time. I wasn't who I am. Like, I used to make fun of people too. That's a whole nother story. I can go into that later. But don't pretend that you wasn't that person who made fun of someone who you thought was slow or you thought didn't measure up to what you thought the standard should be. But you don't understand that they're people too, but they have their own challenges. And so if you have ever been in that situation or you struggle with that, you want to be here on September the 8th as she really deep dives into how she has transitioned from that and what she is doing now to not only live in her divine purpose, but how she helped others live in theirs. And so on the 15th, it's going to be another amazing young lady. Her name is Danielle Ross, and she is the sweetest young lady. She reminds me so much of me, and her story is just powerful, and it's amazing. It's impactful. You know, have you ever been in that type of person where you know you have an amazing story, but you don't know how impactful it can be? You know it worked for you, but you don't know that telling your story can be impactful for someone else. That's this young lady. Her story absolutely blessed my soul, and it's going to absolutely bless you as well. So definitely turn in on September 15th at 7 p.m. to hear her talk about Yet God. I'm just going to leave it at that. And so here we come to the 22nd, Miss Julie McLean. And we're going to go back to talking about suicide prevention, how a conversation can save a life. And so I got to come back on screen for this one. When I was reading her profile, when she approached me, you know, about coming onto the show, loving what I was doing in the platform, I immediately wanted her on just to see, just knowing the work that she was doing, the conversations that she was having. I wanted her to come on specifically to talk about not only her challenges and her experience and how she's working through it, but she is going to walk you through the conversations you need to have with that friend, with that loved one, because they may say something that's going to trigger and you may just brush it off, and you listening intently to what they're saying could be, you know, the difference between life and death for them. So I definitely want you to come back on the 22nd to really hear what Julie has to say about suicide prevention, because it is powerful, it is impactful. And again, we need to continue and really start to have this conversation in a safe space. And to round out the month of September, we're going to have Clarissa Bags. She is going to be talking about the judgment of a tree. And when I tell you her life is a testimony, her entire story is a testimony. It, you know, there's things that she was able to tell me that hit me, that, you know, warmed my heart, that touched me, that was in my, you know, trauma history. When you hear her story, when you hear how she's navigated, when you hear how she has taken that pain and moved it into something that will help others, You know, have you ever heard your pastor say, I don't, sometimes we go, they, God puts them through things, not necessarily just to put them through because they did anything wrong, but there's going to be someone that presents themselves to them and they'll know how to actually handle it. That's what this is. That's what this particular testimony is. So I definitely want to see you on the 29th at 7 p.m. to hear Clarissa Baggs discuss the judgment of a tree. Now, you could be asking, how do I do this? How do I find where you guys are at or whatever? On Fridays at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we stream on Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, Twitter. And eventually TikTok and Instagram, you know, once they get that together where we can actually do that, it's uploaded later. But say for instance, okay, you didn't get to watch, or you want to listen to a replay and you want to listen to it on your radio, you can go to any of the major platforms and find Moving Past You, and you can subscribe and you can be notified, nicely notified, whenever a new episode is uploaded. Or you can go to the website, you can listen to all of the past shows. You can get in touch with a lot of the speakers because they will always be connected to their episode, and that will be the best. Now, like I said, I was not going to be before you long because this is just a preview. I'm so excited. I know everyone hasn't seen the show in a while. We, you know, had to take a step back and just do things that God wanted to do. So I want to see you guys on next Friday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We are kicking this off. We are kicking this off right. And I get it. You know, we have so many other things that we can be doing, but somebody, you know, somebody that needs to hear something different. You may have, you know, spoken to them. You may, you know, try to pour into them. And it's not that what you're saying isn't powerful. I think what we have to accept as people is that our job is not to fully nurture the entire plant. You know how there is plant season, harvest season, you have the nurturing time. Sometimes you were only meant to plant the seed. I was meant to plant the seed. Now it's time to water. And so therefore, that is why the diversity of people and experiences come into play, because I want everyone to be watered and nurtured. So when it's time to bloom out of their trauma and really into their healing, they have all the tools necessary to do so and be successful and profitable at doing it. So I am wrapping this up. I will see you guys on next Friday at 7 p.m. We're going to kick this off with an amazing bang. Amazing. And I want you to come along for the ride. So I'll see you next Friday. Take care. Be blessed. Know that I am so appreciative for all the support that you have for us. But come on and cheer these other guests on as they speak, you know, life into you, as they tell their story, as they show you what they've gone through to do their healing and thing. Have a good one. We're going to go out on a party style. See you next week.